remember when I first heard your heartbeat. It had only been 8 weeks. Standing there, staring at that screen was the first time you ever scared me. God knows I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but good news, we got her to get through it. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn how to be a lady. Just how to be a lady. Make you laugh till you cry, but she can make your tears dry. And when you get your heart broke by the wrong guy, she can make it right. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you learn how to be a lady. Mm-mm. Just how to be a lady. Oh. She'll hear you, she'll hold you, she'll help you through, she'll fix you and me too. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. Look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn to be a lady. Just how to be a lady.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump assassination attempt. I'm Richard Cantu. 2 days after surviving the attempt on his life, former President Trump is in Milwaukee for the start of the Republican National Convention.
Talked to President Trump today. He was in great spirits. I mean, he was telling me an unbelievable story about hearing the bullet actually come at him and go to his ear.
Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy talking with Matt Smith of ABC News Milwaukee affiliate WISN 12.
He's upbeat. He's excited about coming to Milwaukee. He was going to get on the plane right before I talked to him, and so I think it's going to be an exciting week for all.
Also speaking to WISN 12 convention official David Bossy.
Well, first, I was excited to get to see him anyway, but after yesterday, the welcome that he's going to get here, I think, is just going to be a very emotional and overwhelming thing.
Among tonight's convention speakers, Americans who say they're struggling to afford homes and basic needs in this economy. This is ABC.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Summer is heating up, just like the deals at Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, Omaha Steaks is your summer grilling headquarters. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale at omahasteaks.com for exclusive, unconditional money-back guaranteed packages starting at $99. Plus, get an extra $10 off with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY, for an extra $10 off. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale today before these deals go up in smoke.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were lower. August milk down 28 to 1969. September down 26 to 2011. October down 11 to 2029. November milk down 3 at 1999. Meanwhile, cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 4 to 185. 40-pound blocks down 6.5 to 189. 8 trade of barrel and 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 310, no trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk steady at 118 and 3 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 51 and no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher after a positive WASD report that did show while there's an increase in potentially in beef production, there's also a decrease in some of the availability for cattle. Hog markets also moving mostly higher as well as the trade had some higher midday pork cutout values and the trade trying to establish a bottom. August live cattle up 12 cents to 182.37. August feeder cattle up 250 to 258.65. July hogs up 15 cents to 88.70. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets mostly higher. WASD report lowered the old crop corn ending stocks. Now soybeans, though, they were mostly lower on the day after that WASD report was released, which did increase some of the ending stocks in the new months. Meanwhile, wheat markets mostly lower as well after that WASD report. July corn down 6.75 to 4 even, and new crop up 4 to 4.14.75. July beans down 8.25 to 11.34.5. New crop down 2.5 to 10.65.25. Chicago wheat, July down 16.25 to 5.38. Meanwhile, Minneapolis wheat, September down 21.25 to 5.97.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn at 350, August 350, and new crop at 360. Cash beans at 1045, new crop at 985. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 387, August 382, September 377, new crop 369.75. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 382, August 381, new crop 370. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn and new crop at 359. Cash beans 1056, new crop at 990. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 364 and new crop 365, cash beans 1048, new crop at 980. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 388, August 392, new crop 369, cash beans 1085, August 1077, new crop at 1006. Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, cash corn 356, new crop 361, cash beans 1060, new crop 993. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 178 to 204, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 183, market cows 118 to 140, bulls 130 to 168, calves 280 to 990, beef steers 185 to 3 to 570, and Holstein steers 157 to 275. Sheep markets, market lambs 180 to 200. Light lambs at 200 and down. Ewes 100 and down. Bucks 105 and down. Goat markets, does 120 and down. And bucks 200 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could catch a couple of isolated thunderstorms today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm, and still muggy. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 61. Tomorrow, sunshine, 80 by Wednesday. Sunny and quite a bit cooler with a high of 75. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, this kiss. Unstoppable. This kiss, this kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's this kiss, this kiss. Unsinkable. This kiss, this kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion, let's let everything slide. It's that pivotal moment. It's does the color of my coffee match your eyes? Why do I see you when a stranger passes by? I swear I hear you in the whisper of the wind. I feel you when the sun is dancing on my skin. And when it's raining, you won't find me complaining. 'Cause when I think about rain, I think about singing. When I think about singing, it's a heavenly tune. When I think about heaven, then I think about angels. When I think about angels, I think about you. The taste of sugar sure reminds me of your kiss. I like the way that they both linger on my lips. Kisses remind me of the field of butterflies. It must be the way my heart is fluttering inside. Chain reaction. When I think about rain, I think about singing. When I think about singing, it's a heavenly tune. When I think about heaven, then I think about angels. When I think about angels, I think about you. Anywhere I go, when I think about singing, it's a heavenly tune. When I think about heaven, then I think about angels. When I think about angels, I think about you. When I think about rain, I think about singing. When I think about singing, it's a heavenly tune. When I think about heaven,
with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Barney works down at the AMP. Drives a baby blue AMC. Ain't missed a day of work in 13 years. He's a fire department volunteer. He's got a yard that's always just been mowed. Collected stamps since he was 10 years old. You've never seen a more regular guy. But when the sun goes down on Friday night,
slaps on his high karate aftershave, puts on his Elvis jacket custom made, gets in his patent leather zebra boots, buys up the super sport Malibu. He burns a rubber cross accounting line, a honky tonking boot of closing time. You ought to see him metamorphosize.
A suit and tie. Attention shoppers, there's a 2-for-1 buy. Tuesday afternoon, he mans the wheel and makes his rounds in the bookmobile. He's got a Wednesday night canasta game.
Thursday's attorney at the bowling alleys. His friends would freak out if they only knew the party animal he turns into.
Slaps on his high karate aftershave, puts on his Elvis jacket custom made, gets in his patent leather zebra boots, fires up his super sport Malibu. He burns that rubber across a county line, a honky tonking food at closing time. You ought to see him metamorphosize.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Diamond Rio and Bubba Hyde here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the low 70s across the region. Do have areas of fog this morning. And looks like we're expecting afternoon highs in the mid-80s with more showers and storms on the way. We'll have more details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Newsmaker segment also next hour as well on the way. We have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside who really did all the work. Let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The May U.S. smoke production is down from last year. We'll explain coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Recent data from the U.S. milk production report indicates a slight year-over-year decrease of 0.9% in May. This reflects the ongoing adjustments in the dairy sector. Kathleen Wolfley, an agriculture broker with Ever.Ag, shared insights on the current trends and implications for the dairy industry.
Yeah, so we had a milk production report that came out on Friday and it kind of gave us a glimpse at where we landed in May. And milk production for the total U.S. was down 0.9% year over year. That was a little bit below our expectations, but overall, we call the report fairly neutral. Just taking into consideration the fact that markets have been pretty strong here in the last several weeks. I don't know if they'll... this report came as too much of a surprise.
Despite this slight decline, the addition of cows between April and May suggests targeted growth in regions not previously noted for such expansions.
We continue to keep a really close eye on what's happening with cow numbers. And in the U.S., in May, we did see about 5,000 cows added between May and April, with a lot of that growth coming in places like Texas and New Mexico, a place where we really haven't been talking about growth very much in recent months or in recent years.
She says market conditions have led to tight supplies of fresh cheese, impacting inventory levels and driving prices.
Obviously, we've kind of gotten ourselves in this position in the last several weeks, let's say 6 to 8 weeks, or maybe even more than that, where the market's been in a bit of a short squeeze on fresh 4 to 30 day old product. And that's really what's going to drive prices in Chicago. It's the currency in Chicago. And when we have little blips in supply availability, you can see the markets move one direction or another, depending on that availability of 4 to 30 day old or fresh cheese. Now we're in this position where, okay, we've been a little tight on fresh cheese supplies. We've been exporting a lot. We saw exports in April up over 100 million pounds for the second month in a row. That means that, hey, we haven't had a lot of extra product likely to put into the warehouse or into coolers.
Kathleen Wolfley of Ever.Ag. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped-up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with two armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renters and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could catch a couple of isolated thunderstorms today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm, and still muggy. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 61. Tomorrow, sunshine, 80 by Wednesday. Sunny and quite a bit cooler with a high of 75. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
My old man's backhand used to land hard on the side of my head. I just learned to stay out of his way. There've been street fights, blue lights, long nights with the world sitting on my chest. It just showed me how much I could take. Hard times, bad luck, sometimes life sucks. That's all right, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day. But only God knows where I'd be if you ever stopped loving me. The bank man, the boss man, the lawman, all trying to get their hands on me. And I ain't even done a damn thing wrong. I've been way late, freight trains, short chains, by bigger and fatter men. But all I got to say is bring it on. Hard rain, rough roads, so my life goes. That's alright, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day. But only God knows where I'd be if you ever.
soon, barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a no-wit hen, up all night wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting the house and I'm mending the fence. I guess I gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. And I'm mowing the grass, and you made me a list, and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up, now I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, and Toby Keith, and You Ain't Much Fun here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the low 70s across the region this morning. Looks like 80s today with showers and storms, and we'll have more details with our ag weather forecast. Well, World Dairy Expo, yep, that's just around the corner, coming up for the 57th annual Expo, October 1st through October 4th. Now, if you're planning on being at World Dairy Expo, you can now officially get your tickets online. Tickets can be purchased and downloaded in advance, and then they're quickly scanned at the gate. Now, if you don't have a cell phone that will accept the tickets, you can also still order online and print out your tickets as well, and just you hang on to that for World Dairy Expo. Again, World Dairy Expo coming up October 1st through October 4th in Madison. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. On Friday, the USDA released their July update to the world agricultural supply and demand estimates, and while the data isn't likely to spark a major rally, traders did find a few bullish surprises. I'll have more after this. Late spring rainfall across the southeast delayed this season's peanut crop, and Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant Eric Lee has been watching Georgia fields closely. I asked him how his producers can maximize productivity in a year like this one.
Yeah, just staying on schedule with fungicide sprays. Whenever we get these late afternoon showers, we'll get a hot and wet effect. And so we're starting to see a lot of our molds start to take place in some of our peanuts. And also being able to push that crop along. We use a lot of Radiate with Quick Ultra with Awaken in our peanut acres. Both are excellent products.
Eric, let's take a step back. Look out to the future. In 2025, are there any products that you're excited about coming into the market?
This peanut field that I'm standing in currently is actually a Dynagrow peanut. It will be the first Dynagrow peanut that Dynagrow has brought to the market. And this is actually a seed production field. So we're looking forward to the future, and hopefully we can bring a product to the field that growers are able to use and capitalize or profit as much as possible.
You can learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
The USDA revised its outlook for corn, soybean, and wheat production on Friday's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report, with traders heavily focused on what the agency might say about this year's crop. Let's start with corn. The report increased corn production slightly to 15.1 billion bushels on the back of an increase in planted acreage by 1.5 million. This brings total acreage for corn up to 91.5 million acres, and while the production figure was higher than the average trade guess, the bearish impact was muted as officials also reduced this year's corn ending stocks by 150 million bushels. The agency did lower the expected farm gate price by 10 cents to $4.30 per bushel. Turning to soybeans, the USDA slightly reduced its domestic production estimate to 4.435 billion bushels. This reduction reflects a trendline yield of 52 bushels per acre across 86.1 million acres. Ending stocks were also lowered by 20 million bushels, about 10 million more than the trade was expecting. For the wheat market, USDA increased its all-wheat production estimate to just over 2 billion bushels, which would be the largest U.S. wheat crop in 8 years. Ending stocks for new crop wheat also rose to 856 million bushels, a nearly 100 million bushel increase in a month. For winter wheat, production was forecast at 1.34 billion bushels, up 4% from a month ago. Globally, corn production was pegged slightly higher at 1.22 billion metric tons, with ending stocks reported at 311 million metric tons. Brazil and Argentina's production was largely unchanged from last month. In soybeans, global ending stocks were revised slightly lower to 127.8 million metric tons for the new crop year, providing a small amount of support for prices to close the week. In wheat, the bearish news continued as global production was estimated at nearly 770 million metric tons, leading to worldwide ending stocks swelling by nearly 5 million metric tons. I'll be back with more when we return.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at WIFarmTechDays.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Yes, the corn market was able to find a little momentum on Friday following the release of the July WASDE report from the USDA, but traders will continue to keep their focus on weather in the near term. The next update from USDA will come on August 12th, and it will include the first survey data from the field. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home.
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You
said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Said I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went three times that year I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying, to live like you were dying.
Like my heart sprung a big break and a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call, but don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch, heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running.
match for another saint. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. Never once suspecting what the final result would be. Now I lived in fear of waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, and trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. Comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
Hear that sizzle? Hear Country Fry. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Now I met an old friend in a bar the other night, and he got a little drunk and he wanted to fight, and he jumped up and challenged every man in the room. And just about the time he got the words out, an old boy jumped up and closed his mouth and used his head for a mop and his butt for a broom. It was an attitude adjustment, I guess it was his first time. An attitude adjustment, now he understands just fine. He got bent out of shape, then he opened his mouth and just one appointment straightened right out. It was an attitude adjustment, oh, it'll work every time. Now I've got this big old brother-in-law, and me and him just never did get along, cause he wants to be sure I'm treating his sister right. He got drunk one night, started beating me up, and I went and got tire tool out of the truck and laid him out as cold as a block of ice. It was an attitude adjustment, and it'll work every time. An attitude adjustment, I made him see the light. Adjustment, I cured all his family pride. Now my girlfriend slapped me in the face, and I said, darling, that was your first mistake. And then she went wild and her eyes turned red. She started breaking everything and screaming loud and kicking me and cussing me out. And I gave her a little adjustment on the top of the head. It was an attitude adjustment. Oh, she loves on me all the time. Just an attitude adjustment. Adjustment, oh, everything's just fine. Well, almost. She called the cops to take me in, and I said, you're never gonna do it, friend. And they just smiled and said, oh, yes, we will. Now, a stick to the head and some kicks to the shins and several bites by Ren 1010, and I couldn't wait to get into that jam. It was an attitude adjustment. Oh, I went along peacefully. Attitude adjustment. Caps are bit clean through. It was an attitude adjustment. It made my whole outlook brand new. Just an attitude adjustment. It makes your whole outlook brand new.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA is terminating marketing order number 929, which regulates the handling of cranberries grown in several states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Massachusetts, along with several others. In October of 2023, USDA suspended the Cranberry Marketing Committee's authority to collect assessments and reports from handlers after a continuance referendum failed to show producers' support. A notice with the 60-day public comment period on the proposed termination was published in the Federal Register in 2023. During the comment period, the Agriculture Marketing Service received only five comments. After considering the comments, it was determined that the termination of the order was appropriate. USDA informed Congress of the termination in April of 2024 in compliance with the requirement to notify Congress at least 60 days before terminating a federal market order. The final rule for this action with public comment analysis was published in the Federal Register on July 12th. More information is available at ams.usda.gov. Winter wheat production in Wisconsin is forecast at 15 million bushels. That's 14% below last year's 17.5 million bushels. That according to USDA's crop production report. Based on conditions as of July 1st, the state's winter wheat yield is forecast at 79 bushels an acre. That's 3 bushels above last year. Wisconsin winter wheat growers intend to harvest 190,000 acres for grain. That was down 17% from 2023. USDA on Friday released their June WASDE report, and that included the milk production forecast. USDA says the forecast for 2024 for milk production is lowered from last month based on slower growth in milk per cow, more than offsetting higher cow numbers. The milk production forecast for 2025 is also reduced from last month, as slower growth in milk per cow more than offsets a larger cow inventory. For 2024, commercial exports are raised on a fat basis, but lowered on a skim solid basis. The reduction in the skim solid basis exports reflects lower non-fat dry milk and lactose. Now, for 2024, the prices of cheese, butter, non-fat dry milk, and whey are all raised from the previous month's forecast based on recent price strength and expectation of tighter milk supply. The Class 3 and Class 4 price forecasts are raised on the higher dairy prices, as the all-milk forecast is raised to 22.25 a hundredweight. USDA is confirming an outbreak of avian flu affecting two Minnesota turkey flocks. The agency's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service confirmed cases in Kandi, Yohai, and Renville counties. The case in Renville County affected more than 15,000 breeder hens. The cases in Kandi, Yohai County affect nearly 22,000 hens and 4,300 toms. These are the first cases found in either county in 2024. Minnesota has now seen 17 commercial poultry flocks struck by the virus in 2024. No state had more flocks struck by HPAI during the 2022 through 24 outbreak. In 2022, the virus appeared in 81 flocks, and in 2023, it appeared in 34 flocks. The ongoing bird flu outbreak is the largest animal disease event in U.S. history, killing 58.7 million birds across 47 states since January of 2022. APHIS has spent at least $1.3 billion in response to bird flu and will eventually reach spending $2 billion. The number of farmers responding to surveys from the National Ag Statistics Service has dropped in recent years. AgWeb.com looked into response rates after a new study from the American Statistical Association warned the reliability of U.S. economic data is at risk for several reasons. In the early 1990s, response rates for NAS crop surveys were 80 to 85%. By the late 2010s, response rates had fallen below 60% in some cases. A more specific example, the 2017 Census of Agriculture had a response rate of over 71%, while the 2022 Census had a response rate of 61%. Factors affecting response rates include concerns about data privacy and constraints from farmers. An increasing number of people requesting information from farmers discourages some respondents. Refusal rates are rising as well. Lance Honig of NAS says, quote, "It's mostly an inability to reach people that's increasing," unquote. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could catch a couple of isolated thunderstorms today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm, and still muggy. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 61. Tomorrow, sunshine, 80 by Wednesday. Sunny and quite a bit cooler with a high of 75. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She had a shiny little Beamer with the ragtop down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, you all get in. She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, what you wanna do, baby, I don't care. We can go to the show, we can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Said we can fire it up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. Ooh, I'll put your pretty little lingerie